Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series on the Holy Spirit and Mary. And in this episode, we will define precisely how Our Lady relates to the Spirit. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Now we can finally answer the question that has guided this entire series. If we already have Jesus and the Holy Spirit, why do we need Mary? Well, Scripture reveals that the Holy Spirit acts as a mother to bring forth life in three decisive moments: creation, the Incarnation, and Pentecost. And the Church, in her authoritative teaching in such places as Vatican II in Lumen Gentium, St. John Paul II in Redemptoris Mater, and in the Catechism, draws particular attention to the Annunciation and Pentecost. Why? Because in these two events, the maternal mission of the Spirit is revealed in a personal and visible way through Mary. At the Annunciation, the Holy Spirit comes upon Mary to conceive and form Jesus in her womb. And then again at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes upon Mary to conceive and form the Church. These two moments unveil the pattern. The Holy Spirit acts as a mother through Mary to conceive and form Jesus in her womb, and to conceive and form Jesus in us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery, Scripture and the authoritative teaching of the Church reveal a profound parallel. There are two births, the birth of Christ and the birth of the Church, and in both, the Holy Spirit and Mary act together. First, the birth of Christ. At the Annunciation, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, giving her the capacity to conceive the Son of God in her womb. At Bethlehem, Mary gives birth to Jesus. The second birth. At Calvary, Jesus breathed the Spirit over Mary as she stood at the foot of the cross. So once again, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, giving her the capacity to conceive the mystical body of Christ, the Church, and thus becoming the mother of the Church. And Jesus immediately proclaimed this truth when he declared, "Behold, your mother." And then at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit and Mary gave birth to the Church. This reveals one unified pattern. At the Annunciation, the Spirit and Mary conceive and bring forth Christ the Head. At Calvary and Pentecost, the Spirit and Mary conceive and bring forth his body, the Church, and every Christian within her. So we have two mothers, the Holy Spirit and Mary, one divine and one human, working together to conceive and give birth to Christ and Christians. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. In his authoritative teaching on Mary, his encyclical Redemptoris Mater, St. John Paul II makes the connection between the maternal mission of the Spirit and Mary unmistakably clear. He writes, "There is a unique correspondence between the moment of the incarnation of the Word and the moment of the birth of the Church. The person who links these two moments is Mary, Mary at Nazareth, and Mary in the upper room at Jerusalem. In both cases, her discreet yet essential presence indicates the path of birth from the Holy Spirit." So, who gives birth to Christians? John Paul says, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit acts as a mother. And through whom? Well, through Mary. The Annunciation and Pentecost reveal that the Holy Spirit acts as a mother through Mary to form Christ in her womb, and then to form Christ in the souls of believers. Therefore, Mary is truly our mother in the order of grace, because the Spirit carries out the maternal mission through her. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The Holy Spirit acts with a truly maternal mission, most clearly revealed in these two events, the Incarnation and at Pentecost. And in both moments, the Spirit carries out this maternal mission through Mary. At the Annunciation, the Spirit and Mary form Jesus in her womb. Again at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit and Mary form Jesus in the souls of the disciples. Mary is the human mother through whom the Holy Spirit exercises a maternal mission. So profound is Mary's expression of the Holy Spirit that Pope John Paul II describes her as the maternal face of the Spirit. On December 9, 1998, John Paul said, "From the cross, the Savior wished to pour out upon humanity rivers of living water, that is, the abundance of the Holy Spirit. But he wanted this outpouring of grace to be linked to a mother's face, his mother's." And then he draws the practical conclusion. Calvary reveals the close and enduring link between the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of Mary as mother. The link between the gift of the Holy Spirit and the motherhood of Mary emerges again at Pentecost, when she awaited with the disciples for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, as the bond with Mary grows deeper, so the action of the Spirit in the life of the church grows more fruitful. So, the motherhood of the Spirit and the motherhood of Mary are inseparably united in the order of grace. Therefore, the more we entrust ourselves to Mary, the more fully the Holy Spirit is able to form Christ in us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. It can be hard to have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. We know the Father through images like the loving Father in the prodigal son. And we know the Son because he became man in Jesus, and the four Gospels paint his portrait. But the Holy Spirit is revealed through symbols: wind, fire, water, a dove. Symbols inspire, but it's really hard to have a personal relationship with a dove. So how do we encounter the Holy Spirit personally? Well, John Paul gave us the answer. Jesus chose to link the Holy Spirit to a mother's face, his mother's. The face of Mary shows us the Holy Spirit. Mary reveals the Holy Spirit to us. This is why St. Maximilian Kolbe said, by looking at her, we see the Spirit. Therefore, the mission of the Son is made visible in Jesus, and the mission of the Spirit is made visible in Mary. But since Mary is not the Holy Spirit, she is the perfect human expression of the Spirit. And if Mary reveals the Holy Spirit, then the more I turn to Mary, the more the Holy Spirit forms Christ in me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I know. You've heard it a million times.
I was thinking about the way that I've heard it a million times, but sometimes it's hard for me to comment on it because I do accept what you're saying about this. I do believe it and I agree with it, but your theology is so tight on it that I can't do what I normally do, which is I try to find some odd angle or some gap that you haven't hit. Quite frankly, it's that you've kind of hit it all. So I don't necessarily feel as if I have something constructive to add to that. I'm just trying to keep pace with you as you walk through these steps.
Well, and it is in this series. So this is number 4.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, I put together what I believe the church and the saints and the best theologians today are how they've explained the relationship of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. and Mary. And so I originally put it together in a 400-page mm-hmm. book.
Mm-hmm.
And then trimmed it down to about a 50-page book. And now we're trimming it down into basically 5 meditations.
Yeah.
Really just these 4.
Which is difficult.
So
difficult isn't even the right word for it. It's kind of a Herculean task.
But it's a lot to... It can be a lot to absorb
mm-hmm.
in a setting. So I really encourage people, read the transcripts.
Mm-hmm. Read the book. If you want the expansion. You know, yeah. if you listen to the meditations and you're like, good, I've got it, this makes sense, then that means that you have done your work and on these meditations. And if people have more questions, you've also done all of that work in a book that they can read through slower at their own pace.
Yeah, the book is called 3 Mothers, the Holy Spirit, Mary, and the Church. And what that little book is a distillation of a 400-page book that I wrote on the Holy Spirit and Mary. And then I had to take that 400-page book
mm-hmm.
and give it to the top Catholic Marian theologians in the world and let them completely tear it apart. I'll never forget, I had to, it was a panel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget the morning I had to go and be prepared for them to tear it apart. I was
yeah.
totally freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, every one of them said, it's correct. It's true. It's right.
Wow.
This is the right theology.
Mm-hmm. Because it's just very careful. It's so complicated to say, this is in no way saying Mary is the Holy Spirit. It's not saying God is a woman. It is this very specific line of how they participate, how they work together, and what that means for us. You've done that very, very well.
But I'm only building on the giants. I'm like we're just standing on the shoulders of giants.
It's good because it's helping us, even smaller spiritual intellects, kind of even begin to stand on the shoulders of giants, because we're all just piggybacking on each other.
That's right. That's right. Well, there's nothing new in the church. The church has it all.
But we understand things better and deeper.
That's right.
It's kind of like in science, there's 2 different ways to look at it. There's things that are like technologically advancing because we're inventing new things. But very often, a lot of science is just discovering something we didn't know about the universe, but has always been true.
It's always been there. Yeah. You know, honestly.
Or why it's happening.
This understanding of the relationship between the Holy Spirit and Mary,
mm-hmm.
you can find it in Saint Ephrem from Syria in the 300s. You can find it in Saint Ildefonso of Toledo, Spain
mm-hmm.
in the 600s.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it clearly in Saint Louis de Montfort in the 17th century.
You can find it in all of the parallels in the Bible.
Right.
Which you might have heard of.
Right. So, I'm still stunned by what St. John Paul II said when he said, Jesus wanted to give the Holy Spirit a mother's face, his mother's face. I mean, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, it leads me to turn to Our Lady, to belong to Our Lady with an ever greater confidence, knowing that the Holy Spirit works through Mary. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.